Avui al Storytime tenim un conte adaptat d'un llibre que es diu Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty's Son. Humpty Dumpty was an egg. He was a very famous egg. He was famous because he was reckless. His shell was delicate and fragile. It was very easy to break. But Humpty Dumpty did not care. He ran, he jumped, and one day he climbed to the top of a high wall, and unfortunately he fell off, and his shell broke into hundreds of pieces. People tried to help him, but they could not. A poet wrote a poem about Humpty Dumpty, and children often sang the poem as a song. This is the poem. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Young Humpty was worried and did not want to break like his father. He wanted to be strong. He wondered who could help him. Finally, he decided to visit the old black hen, as she was very wise. The young egg explained his problem to the old black hen, and she said,
"Your father was reckless, and he did not take my advice. What you must do is go next door to the farmer's wife and ask her to put you in a pan of hot water and boil you until you are hard inside. Your skin will also be smooth and hard. You will be able to do anything."
Young Humpty thought about what the old black hen had said. He thanked the old black hen and went home to sleep. The next morning, he went to see the farmer's wife. She was in the kitchen.
"Hello, young Humpty,"
said the farmer's wife.
"How can I help you?"
Humpty explained that he wanted to be put in boiling water to make him hard so that he wouldn't hurt himself like his father.
"Well, young Humpty, that's not a bad idea. I will also wrap you in coloured material. The colours will transfer to your shell and you will look very beautiful. Just wait a moment until the water boils."
Humpty sat and waited, and while he waited, the farmer's wife wrapped his shell in a cloth with orange spots. When the water was boiling, the farmer's wife scooped up Humpty with a spoon and put him in the pan. The water was hot, but young Humpty was happy, and he could feel himself getting harder and harder. Soon, the kind farmer's wife was lifting him out of the water and set him on the table. She removed the cloth, and the pretty orange spots had transferred to his shell. They were very bright, and Humpty liked them. Young Humpty began to run along the table and jump all over the plates. He jumped from the table to the chair and then to the floor. He was so happy. The young egg ran back to the farmer's wife and hugged her leg. He thanked her very much for her help.
"It was a pleasure, little egg. Goodbye, young Humpty. Enjoy your travels,"
the old lady replied. Humpty ran out of the door and rolled home to pack his suitcase and his guitar. He looked at his map. North, south, east, west? Where should he go first? He decided to go north. He sailed on boats, he walked, he rode horses, he climbed mountains, he watched sunrises and sunsets. The world was a beautiful place. Wherever he went, he played his tiny guitar and sang for the people he met. Everyone loved his music. He sang funny songs and made people laugh. He often sang songs about the wise old black hen and the kind farmer's wife who had helped him so much and made it possible for him to travel and see the beautiful world.